Blog Talk Radio.
Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. And I am the light within your soul. In the essence of truth and right, love makes the circle whole. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign. But to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. And in the presence of my Lord of light and love, everything I see aspiring to be free. And when I call to thee, and come on bended knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. And I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Within and without, above and below, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. Without and within, below and above, yeah, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. I sense your presence.
Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom, Holy Angel of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. I sense your presence.
Well, thank you for joining me tonight here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. My name is Jessie Ann Nichols George, and I am your hostess. The music you were listening to there at the beginning of the show is I Sense Your Presence by Shemshai. And I want to welcome back to those that are returning to the show, as well as welcoming those that are joining us here for the first time tonight. And just to kind of bring everybody up to speed, there will be some time during the show that I will be taking some live callers. For those that are interested, they can call in to that number that they see on the page there, which is 760 area code 542-4345. And also, I will be paying attention to our chat area as well. So those that want to type things into chat, I'll be paying attention there. And with my show and my work, what I do is I focus on helping people find and use compassion in their everyday life. I've created the Genesis Clearing Statement, which I know some of you have experienced in the past, and that is a statement or a tool, actually, that I've created that helps people remove and release their blocks and resistances, helps get past frustrations, as well as manifesting things in your life that is designed to actually go all the way back to clear things, no matter whether it's present life, past life, parallel lives, genetically coded, and it clears it all the way going forward as well. So it's a pretty powerful tool there on that. I've authored two books titled Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the Workbook. And in addition, I've also created the Compassion Tour, which is a multi-state nationwide tour that includes workshops, retreats, seminars, book signings, and fundraising events. Actually, this weekend is my closing of the 2012 tour, but there will be a 2013 tour, and actually we're going to be branching, or I will be branching not only throughout the United States on that tour, but I'm looking to move and do some venues in Canada as well, so be paying attention to that. You can stay up on any events there are to register for at www.jessieannnicholsgeorge.com. eventbrite.com, and that is there under the show description. That's going to show you any event you can register for. As well, you're going to also find an option there for gifting the tour. So if you can't attend an event or you just want to kind of support the work I'm doing, you can just go right in there and gift any amount that you choose in there. And here at Activating the Compassion in the Midnight Hour, we look at different ways that compassion exists in our lives. I look at how to remove blocks, resistances, frustrations. Some weeks we have guests on the show. Some weeks I'm discussing different aspects of how compassion works in our life. Sometimes there'll be exercises, practical implementations, sometimes readings, things like that. And tonight's show, actually, what it's about helping me celebrate my birthday. So this is my birthday show, and you guys all get to help me celebrate it tonight, which is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to having your input and your help and helping me do that. My birthday is actually coming up on Tuesday, the 13th, November 13th, and for any of those that follow astrology, we know that that is the time of the new moon, as well as having a solar eclipse running that night or that day. So kind of some pretty powerful transformational energy. Scorpio is a sign of energy as it is. And tonight we're going to talk about some of those different things. We're going to be talking about things related to astrology and things related to numerology and what that's all about. So before I get started in all of those things, I'm going to kind of get going here with one of the things I like to do every week. And actually, before I start that, just a reminder, if you enjoy the show, make certain that you share it with your friends, your family, other people that you know, Facebook connections, or just anybody that you feel inspired to share it with. And they can always listen to the show in the archives. So they just use the same link that you use to get into the show live, and they can listen to it at their convenience. Also, they can go to my Facebook page for Activating Compassion, which is facebook.com. www.ccc.org/activatingcompassion. Just click on the notes file there, and I keep all of the archived shows there, as well as interviews that I've done with people along the way that that have interviewed me. And I also want to take the time to acknowledge and say thanks to Gail Kusher, who I was out doing an interview with in Tucson yesterday. And I am still on the road from the Compassion Tour. I'm actually broadcasting from Sally Trotner's house here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And she's been kind enough to give me a place to bunk up here for a couple of days. So I definitely appreciate that. Some of you may have remembered Sally from a couple of weeks ago when I had her on the show and interviewed her, and she shared, oh my gosh, all these wonderful healing modalities that she's working with. And if you missed that show, I really encourage that you go back and listen to it in the archives, because she has so much information to share on the show. So that's definitely worth it. And also a special thanks to Judith at and all the people at A Piece of the Universe who hosted my book signing today. Very, very exciting time there. Wonderful to see her after many years. And what a kind kindred spirit. If you're in the Phoenix area or you're out in the Phoenix area traveling around there, definitely take a time to get into A Piece of the Universe, because just wonderful, wonderful people there. So I'm going to go ahead and get started here. And I'm going to be taking a look, like I do every week, from the 72 Names of God. And again, this work is done by Yehuda Berg, who's an ordained rabbi. He's internationally known as a leading authority on Kabbalah, and he's a bestseller of The Power of Kabbalah. And Rabbi Berg teaches at Kabbalah centers. He plays an instrumental role in making the wisdom and tools of Kabbalah available and accessible to millions of people worldwide. What's so important with his work that I enjoy is he keeps it simple, and he keeps it in real terms. And so what I'm going to do is open up for my birthday show here and see what Yehuda's birthday night message is for me here. And we have, I'm loving this. I'm absolutely loving it. The Power of Prosperity. How cool is that? And with this, the wording that he's got here is, if fortunes are continually won and lost in your life, if you find yourself on a financial roller coaster, if wealth has been gained at the expense of loving relationships or good health, or if you're just plain broke or short of cash. So that is when we want to use this name of God, is when we have these different things going on. And this is important, because when we're starting on our path, a lot of times when we're doing really big, giant work in the world and it's going to really have major global impacts, one of the things that happens is people really struggle with being able to receive money. They really tend to struggle a lot of times with that prosperity factor. I've heard it many times, like, I enjoy it so much, why am I getting paid for it? And I've heard it many times from people of you know, is this right? This is almost too good to be true. And so what we want to do is really be able to learn how to receive and embrace that prosperity. And that's such a powerful thing. One of the big keys, and I think I talked about it a little bit last week as well, is that we need to not only be able to receive for ourselves, but when we receive for ourselves, we're actually receiving for others. So the more that we allow ourselves to take in and receive, the more that we're going to have to give. And that's really exciting things that we have going on with that. Now, the insight that goes with the power of prosperity is, when you want to achieve real success, and that is success without those nasty side effects, you must recognize that all good fortune originates from the light of the Creator. If you believe that you're the sole architect of your success, the actual creator of your prosperity, you're worshiping ego and disregarding the power of the light. And that means you've been drawing your financial sustenance from the reactive system of human nature. You've been giving ego complete control of your life. Ego does have the power to bring financial gain and material pleasure, but at great cost to the buyer. Each time you acquire an asset valued and prized by your ego, you trade away an asset treasured and cherished by your soul. These are the only real business transactions that matter in life. With this name, you draw good fortune from the light through your soul, not through your ego. So that's really important. Now, the meditation that he gives with this is to acknowledge that the light of the Creator is the ultimate source of all prosperity and well-being. And you want to summon the forces of prosperity and sustenance and ask for the strength to keep your ego in check when the checks start to roll in. So when we're thinking about that, what it's really wanting us to do is to take the time and really realize that we have that ability to create tremendous prosperity, and that creation comes from connecting with the light. It comes from connecting with creative force in our life. And when we're there, what happens is we're alleviating those fears. All the fears are dissipating. Our worries, our concerns about it are dissipating. And we place ourselves in this position of just receiving. So let's kind of do a little meditation with that a little bit. Let's just take a time to do that, because I'm certainly ready with my birthday show here to receive more prosperity in the upcoming year. And I'm very confident about 2013 bringing things my way in a way that is really going to open things up for a lot of people. As you know, one of the things I do on the Compassion Tour is fundraisers. And when I do that, 90% of what I'm bringing in goes to the organization. So I would absolutely love to create more and more fundraisers on the 2013 tour for people and to help different organizations out there. So let's just take a minute here and just close our eyes. Just close our eyes, and let's just do a little breathing. Let's take a couple of really deep breaths and go ahead and take a deep inhale and exhale. And a really big deep inhale. And go ahead and exhale it. And one more time. Let's do one more really big, deep inhale. And a big exhale. Okay, and just feel your body relax, let go. And what I want you to do is to just tune in and picture. I want you to just picture like golden white light pouring into you and surrounding you. Maybe you've seen those kind of little pictures of spirits and the white lights just all around them glowing. And just picture like a beam of light coming in and just pouring in that energy of prosperity into you. Just pouring in. And I want you to just kind of picture yourself with your arms spread wide open, just completely opening your body up. And you can even do this a little bit physically if you'd like. And just feel it pour right into the heart. Pour right into the heart and just let yourself receive it. Feel how good that is to just receive, and let that pour in. And it can be more than money or prosperity for you. Prosperity can be prosperity of happiness. It can be also prosperity of joyousness and serenity and tranquility and lots of things, and just let yourself accept that. Okay to receive it, because the more and more that you take it in and the more that you're receiving it, the more you're going to be able to share and to give with others. Okay. And as we know, and as I talk about in my work with compassion too, the more you're receiving, okay, the bigger the gift you're giving somebody else. Just let that light and that energy pour into you. And it's the greatest gift that you can give somebody, is to just let them give. And I want you to just picture yourself, just picture people coming up to you. Just picture them coming up to you and giving you things. And take it, receive it. And it could be anything that they give you. And it could be anybody. Right. It can be even job opportunities, it can be friendships, it can be anything. Let yourself accept the gifts that are coming your way. Just take it in, enjoy it. Feel yourself getting lighter from receiving. See the joy on other people's faces as they're giving to you. Just tune into how wonderful it feels to receive all these wonderful gifts. Feel that white light pouring in. Okay. Now we're going to bring our breathing back up again. Bring it back up. And when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes and come back around with me. All right. So definitely, if any of you have any comments, feel free to type them in to the chat, or you can call in on the lines. Again, you can call in at 542-4345, and that's area code 760, and we'll get you live on the lines. I am taking people who would like to get any free readings tonight. We're going to be doing some of that. So if you have or you'd like to get some free intuitive coaching, we're going to do that tonight. And I do see Denise in there. I want to acknowledge her in chat. She says, hello, happy birthday, Jessie. Thank you so much, Denise. I love celebrating a whole week or 2 weeks or a month, or just keep celebrating the whole year through. Why not just always celebrate? That's awesome. And one of the things I want to talk about birthdays is that birthdays are a personal new year. So, you know, we standardly accept that our normal New Year, January 1st, right, is the time that we make all of our resolutions and we make the resolutions we're going to make to the world and we're starting a fresh new year. But when we have a birthday, it's a celebration of our birth, which is, I know, kind of an obvious thing there, but it's also about welcoming and embracing fresh new energy. It's the completing of a cycle, the starting of a next cycle. And I'm seeing Denise, and Denise says, man, I wish I had a phone. I can't call in. Denise, it's okay. You can just type right into chat, and I can work with you from chat. So if you type in questions, I'll be paying attention, and you can bring that up. So it's a personal journey. So when we look at birthdays, I find it's so important to really honor yourself and really honor that time of birth, that time of coming into the world, and to take the time to finish the cycle in the sense of doing some reflecting work and doing some work that is going to allow you to look back and see what's happened over the last year, what have you put in, what have you done, and then looking forward as far as where do you want to head in the next year? You know, are there any things that you want to put out there for yourself to receive and to do? And that's exciting. It's a time that I always want to make sure that it's very important to take that day off and really make it special. I mean, I know in this world it's so easy to get wrapped up. I got to work. I got to be here. I got to be there. You know what? Take one of those sick days or, you know, take a personal day and really enjoy it. You know, get out there and enjoy it. Make it something that you celebrate, whether you're spending with family or friends or even if you're on your own. You know, go treat yourself to a special dinner. Treat yourself to, you know, a special breakfast or do something that you would never do. Take that time to splurge on yourself because with birthdays, one of the really important things with them is that we we honor ourselves and we take those things to show that we are worth that receiving, that we are worth being pampered and spoiled and doing those things. And so that's so, so important. So in tonight's show, again, we're going to cover a lot of different things here, and I'm going to touch maybe a little bit on some feng shui things tonight, gemstones and crystals, signs and symbols and numerology and all kinds of different things. I've got some free gifts I'm giving away, so if you've got friends out there on Facebook and you think they might want to get some free gifts along the way, you might want to Facebook them really quick and say, hey, come jump into this show right now. And doing that. So let me take a quick look here. I've got Denise typing information in, and she's saying, my birthday is the 14th, and the national smokeout is the 15th. So I've decided to try to quit smoking on my birthday this year. That's awesome. I have many concerns and wouldn't know what to ask, but if you could tell me anything about my health, living situation, love life, will I get approved for disability? Okay. And I've got Lady Isis in now on chat too. Welcome, Lady Isis. It's great to have you here. So, Denise, I'm going to address your question here. And let's see here. I'm going to take a little look here. And actually, I think what I'm going to do, Denise, is I'm going to put on a very short song, a very short 2-minute song here, and I'm going to start pulling some information and some insight for you. And when we come back from this very short song, I'm going to have some answers for you. So hang in there. Okay, great. So we are back here. That was a short little version of a song from Shimshai called La Ilala. And I'm working with Denise. My name is Jessie Ann Nichols-George, and we are live on the air with Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And we're doing a special birthday show here, and that is because it is my birthday coming up on Tuesday. So we are doing a little show. We're doing some free readings, a variety of different things that we're talking about tonight. And I've got Denise in chat, and we're working on doing some intuitive reading work with her at the moment. And Denise, I see that you've been putting in a lot of action. I see that you've been taking the steps that you need to take towards things. So this is a very positive aspect that I see. I see you're moving forward in the right direction, even though things have been kind of slow going for you. I'm feeling like you're in the process of moving on to your karmic path as well. So that's a good thing for you. You're really tuning in to who you are. You're really tuning in to mission and purpose. Now, one thing that I see in the present aspect is I see that you're almost too present in a sense. It's hard to say that, right, because we're always saying and stressing to be in the present. But I feel like you've got to be very careful about chasing after things that are going to be only temporary fixes as opposed to sticking with that long-term lasting aspect there. I do see some good things coming in for you in the near future. Look, in about the next 1.5 to 2 months, I do see money coming your direction, and there's opportunity for money to come in for you. You actually will be holding a very strong level of manifestation at that time. So if there's something that you want to put into motion with any kind of work or if that's related to your disability things, that's going to be a really good time to move that forward for you, okay? I'm also seeing in that time frame, I'm seeing strengthening happening. I'm seeing that it will be a time for you to be able to start to enjoy things a little bit more in life. I'm also seeing socializing, and I'm seeing good friendships, solid friendships coming in. And I'm also seeing an attraction coming your direction in about 2 to 3 months. So looking around that mid-January to mid-February range, I'm seeing a very strong relationship potential come into your life. And I'm seeing that being built on being best friends, first and foremost. And that's the type of person that you're going to be able to be with, that you can just hang out with and have a great time with and enjoy being around. This is going to be the type of person, and you'll have situations in your life where you're going to be around people who you're naturally connected with. So you'll be able to communicate with those people even without speaking words, okay? So it's going to be a very sentient, soul-connected time for you. I see that you're going to be leaving behind in this process a lot of worries and anxieties as well. And I feel that even though finances are a little bit of a concern right now, you've got news coming that is good and favorable news, and it's going to bring harmony and balance into your life. So that is on its way in. Okay, so just hang in there a little bit more. I'm seeing things come to a more peaceful state for you. Okay, so if you've got any questions there, Janice, it's looking like you've got some really good stuff going on. It definitely looks like you've got some great stuff happening there. Okay, great. So that was for Denise there. In there, and again, we're working on my birthday show tonight here, so I'm really excited. I think that one of the things that I'd like to have people do is if you're in chat or if you want to call in on the lines, then, you know, I'm happy to have you just put any words that come to mind in the chat or call in and give that insight, because I'm open to it. What I like to do is I like to take a lot of little bits and pieces and take note to that and just see how that plays out, because all the words and things that come our way, the patterns that come our way, animals that come our way, colors, things like that, are all a piece of who we are. And it gives us a lot of insight to how things are going to be picking up and going. I've got a comment in here from Denise in chat, and she says, wow, thank you so much. She's saying, I almost want to cry. I actually feel hopeful right now. Denise, that's amazing. And I want you to really take that and know that things are hopeful and they can be cleared. And since I don't have any other callers right now, in calling in like on the phone lines, and I don't see anything else coming into chat right at the moment. Let's go ahead and take things a little bit further for you and me, DNA, since your birthday is the day after mine. And keep in mind that because you're at that time, Denise, our birthdays are following at the time of new moon. So it's a really, really powerful time for new beginnings. That is a very exciting thing. It's a very, very powerful time this Tuesday for new beginnings. And so if you have things that have been hidden from you that you're needing information on or answers to, this particular new moon is going to be amazing with that because of the eclipse, and that's going to be your chance that when that's happening at the time of the eclipse, you want to find out what time that is, and then really focus on any hidden stuff, anything that you feel like has been elusive to you, anything that you feel like you haven't been able to connect with or you haven't been able to produce or to receive in your life. And really focus on that during the time of that eclipse, because it's going to be a very, very powerful time to get access to those things that have been elusive. And I've got a comment here from Denise, and she says, I've had a really bad couple of years. And Denise, this is pretty universal. You're definitely not alone there. Many people have been going through struggles in the last few years, and we are in this humongous time of transformation. It's a very globally transforming time. And we're making some shifts and turns. If any of you follow astrology, there is a set of or series of squares between Saturn and Pluto, and that's creating some real challenges in our lives, and it's bringing about these difficulties and these tensions and a lot of the wars that we see around the world and things like that in order to give us a chance to change and correct things. The openings are coming, and even though they're loosening a little bit at a time here and there, we're really going to start to see some big openings around May of 2013 there. So that's a really going to be a powerful time frame. And for those of you that are wondering about numerology, for example, and the year 2013 deduces to a 6 in numerology. So that means that we're actually going to start getting that sense of breathing room. When we look at the number 6 in numerology, some people kind of say, okay, well, that's the average. That's just the average everyday life stuff happening. It is, you know, nothing per se spectacular, but it's everyday life. And I think that that's exciting from the standpoint that, there's so many powerful things in everyday life, and we don't always remember to appreciate them. But when we go through hard times, like Denise has been talking about, and like a lot of people have been talking about, sometimes just getting to everyday life instead of feeling like you're being beaten down all the time can be a huge blessing. It can feel like you're getting tons and tons more than just everyday life. So having that peacefulness, that sereneness that goes with that, and the simplicity that goes with that is such a blessing to be embracing. And I've got some more information coming in here from Denise, and she says, I want to know my true purpose, the path I need to be on. I keep feeling like I should be doing something, but I don't know what it is, but I think a lot about it. And she also says, so the world's not really going to end on 12/21. Denise, it's not going to end. What is happening is that the world is shifting as we know it. So the way that we have been living is ending. It's a humongous new phase that's coming in, and it's leading into, some of you may have remembered some of the books that dealt with the Age of Aquarius coming on, the Celestine Prophecy, things like that, and those are the types of concepts that our world's changing into. It's changing into a more peaceful world, and it doesn't feel like it at the moment because a lot of times before we get to that stage of peace, before we get to that big opening, we tend to go through a lot of chaos and a lot of destruction, because what's happening is what we don't need and what is no longer serving us is being destroyed in our life. And that's making room and making openings for us to have a more peaceful life and a more enjoyable life, and to open up to the blessings that are really there. And part of it is we forget that life isn't about suffering. You know, we're not meant to suffer, and we don't have to suffer. And that's exciting. It's an exciting time. And Denise, this is an awesome time, by the way, to step on your path. And I'm actually going to give you a way to find some of that out and to learn. And I'm going to bring that up a little bit later when I get down to some of the gifts in my show, of how you can start to learn more about how to do that. We really kind of let go of the how, but there are actions that we can certainly take to help out with that along the way on there. So what I'm going to do here, and this is a show that I'm, like I said, incorporating different songs and things like that around the way, but I'm going to take a moment here. I want to jump into running the Genesis clearing statement on this show, because for my birthday, this is my new year. This is my time of renewal and rejuvenation. And, you know, what better way to do that than using the Genesis clearing statement right now to clear things. And again, this is a statement that I created as a tool to help remove blocks, obstacles, things like that in our lives, as well as being a tool for manifestation. And what it does is it clears those obstacles and blocks right down to the trigger point, actually beyond the trigger point, actually to the space of origination. And that's where the name Genesis comes from, is getting it to that originating point. And that is the place where the trigger occurred, or the block and the judgment, the fear, the pain, et cetera, was started. And that begins at Genesis. And so then what we're going to be doing is carrying that through to forevermore, which means it will last forever. Now, this is a statement you work with on a regular basis. And what happens is we start to get our answers. We start to get those little pieces. We make the clearings. But you may find, okay, why is it not manifesting as big as I want? Because there's oftentimes many layers to that pain, that judgment, that fear. And so we might clear one layer, and then we might have to go in and clear another layer there. It's definitely a process. And the next thing that comes up with the statement is about safety. And that is the base where we start from. So it's a space that we create in order to be able to be fully open and create from. When we're in a space of safety, we are free to completely open up on the deepest level of our being and to be able to fully express ourselves as much as we want. And then support is about bringing in the energy of union. And this is a point of knowing that we are supported by the universe and others around us, because we're supported, it allows us to know that everything will succeed for us, and that we can overcome anything and just move forward with things. Now, love, which is another piece of things, is in this statement, is that vibrational energy where we're truly connected with spirit, and it's at that stage of love, when we're operating in love, that we start to become magnetic and that we're able to draw in everything that we need. It's where we find alignment with spirit and then open to endless possibilities as a result of it. And when we're loved by others, we are giving or given loving energy so that we can be connected. Joy is the next piece of it, and that's raising our vibration further, where we connect even stronger with spirit, and things are flowing into our life easier and more completely. This is a state of finding pleasure in everything. And then peace raises our vibration even further and brings us right up to merging with spirit. So we are free of worries and challenges when we're existing in peace. We are creating and providing our gifts for the world so that others can benefit from what we have to offer. And then finally, divine will. And it is important to bring this in at Genesis and carrying it through to beyond, because this is where our will is integrated with divine will, and it helps us to operate at our highest self. So with divine will, we know that we are on the right path. We know that Spirit wants us to be happy and fulfilled and to live a life that is all that we can imagine it to be, and even better. And at this point, our will is Spirit's will. So we're not looking at just what serves us. We're looking at what will serve more than us. And we're looking at that bigger picture there. We're connected to it. So you'll not only be able to clear your blocks and judgments with this, but you'll also be able to move forward with greater ease, peace, and aligned with Spirit in a life that works for you. And you can use this statement, again, on anything from relationships, health, success, money. It's a simple statement. And, you know, really, how cool is that, that you can just bring it all forward here? To that. So, Denise, if you're going to be willing to work with me, I hope you will here, as well as anybody else that's listening on this call, we're going to do a little run with the Genesis clearing statement, because one of the things about birthdays is you want that fresh start, okay? It's a new beginning. It's a time that's like, you know, it's like every year you're being given the chance to have a new life and to make the choices of how you want your life to be. So, I'm sure Denise can agree with me if she's had a few hard years, and I'm sure a lot of other people out there can agree with me, like, hey, let's make it a year of prosperity. Let's make it a year of love. Let's make it a year of fun. Let's make it a year of play and enjoyment and pleasure and excitement and wonder and appreciation and amazement. And anything else you want to add in there, we can definitely do. So let's do this. What we want to do is we want, again, let's take a couple of deep breaths here. Start by getting our body completely relaxed. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And one more time. Inhale. And exhale. Great. Now what I want you to do is I want you to grasp in your mind anything that you might be struggling with. So anything that you're scares you right now in your life. You know, are you scared because you don't have enough money to pay for something? Are you scared because you don't know if you're going to find the love of your life? Are you scared because you have been looking for a job for a long time? Are you scared just in general? But also, I want you to grab into your mind anything that you want to manifest in your life. Are you ready to receive and manifest that prosperity? Are you ready to receive and manifest love? Are you ready to receive and manifest tremendous joy and happiness and your life path work? Whatever it is, go ahead and get those things into your focus. Bring them into your focus. Okay. Now what we're going to do is I'm going to go through the Genesis clearing statement. And I'm going to say it actually in three different ways. I'm going to say it first as the I am, which is the way we use it when we're working with ourselves. Then I'm going to say it as the you are, and that's the way we use it when we're working and using it for somebody else. And then I'm going to say the we are, so we as a collective, as a universe, as light workers. Okay, so here we go. Hold those thoughts in your mind. And at Genesis and forevermore, I am safe. At Genesis and forevermore, I am supported. At Genesis and forevermore, I am loved. At Genesis and forevermore, I am joyous. at Genesis and forevermore, I am peaceful. At Genesis and forevermore, I am divine will. At Genesis and forevermore, you are safe. At Genesis and forevermore, you are supported. At Genesis and forevermore, you are loved. At Genesis and forevermore, you are joyous. At Genesis and forevermore, you are peaceful. At Genesis and forevermore, you are divine will. At Genesis and forevermore, we are safe. At Genesis and forevermore, we are supported. At Genesis and forevermore, we are loved. At Genesis and forevermore, we are joyous. At Genesis and forevermore, we are peaceful. At Genesis and forevermore, we are divine will. Okay, just come on back up and back around with me. So that is the Genesis clearing statement. And if any of you would like to get that Genesis clearing statement for yourself, you can email me at lifeofbliss@q.com, and that's actually there at the bottom of the show description where it's got all of my links on there. Again, that's lifeofbliss@q.com, and let me know that you want to be on my mailing list, and I will send you the written version with the explanation on the Genesis clearing statement, as well as you will receive 3 audio versions of that Genesis clearing statement. You will receive the one that has the I am, the you are, and the we are in it. So it's going to be really a powerful thing there for you to work with. And all you have to do is join the mailing list on that. So I'm going to do a little bit of things here. Let me just kind of tune in. Like I said, we're making some music into this show tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little bit of a break here. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by Shum Shy. And this is an important thing at your birthday time. Do the things that you love the most. Do the things that are your favorite things. Have the things that are your favorite things. And this is one of my favorite songs. It's called Angel of the Dawn, also titled Toward the One, which is the title of the album that this comes from. And again, Shum Shy was some people that I met when doing some work in Arizona when I lived there, and wonderful people. They are now traveling around the world sharing their music. And here is Angel of the Dawn, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
She walks on the light, angel of the dawn, she rises toward the one. Give me sight when all I'd ever wanted was to see beyond the veils of my own illusion. And I would give you everything. I would lay it all down just to hear your crystal voice calling me. Calling me home. Oh, just to hear your crystal voice calling, calling me home.
Okay, and we are back. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour here on Main Street Universe, and my name is Jessie Ann Nichols-George. I am your hostess tonight, and I do see that I've got a caller in the queue here, so that's great. Caller, I'm going to get to you in just a moment here, and for those of you that are tuning in tonight, just tuning in, if you missed the first half of our show, take the time to listen to it in the archives. We've been going over some really fun stuff. We've been going over the Genesis Clearing Statement, working with that tonight, doing some meditational work. We are celebrating my birthday. This is my birthday show tonight. And actually, my birthday is on Tuesday, but hey, you know, nothing wrong with starting a little bit early. And Denise here has been working with me. We did a reading for her. She's in our chat tonight and says, it's no accident that I found your show tonight, I think. It's never an accident, Denise. We always connect with who we need to at the time we need to connect. So hang in there because we are still going to have some more stuff. Like I said, we are going to have some free gifts tonight that are going to become available to people as well. So that's going to be exciting things, too, in there. And so we're doing a variety of different things tonight. We're talking about different things from feng shui and signs and symbols and meditations and gemstones and doing readings and all kinds of great stuff. So one of the things I love is I love receiving gifts on my birthday. And so I'm just going to kind of come in here and I'm going to pull, I have a little containers that I keep when I'm out doing my tour and my workshops and that people tend to, I share with them. So anybody that's on my tour got to pick gemstones and symbols. And I seem to have two symbols coming up here. So this is going to be interesting to take a look at. And I do have my caller in the queue. And caller, I am going to get to you in just a minute here. And it's very interesting. The two symbols that I pulled tonight is I have a ring. It's a little metal ring. And it says respect on it. And I also pulled a little heart. And it was funny because the heart was right in the ring of respect there. And it sit right in the middle of it. So what's exciting about that is it symbolizes that there's a lot of love. It symbolizes that the heart and the heart chakra is going to be my focus for the upcoming year for me. And it also shows that respect is going to play a very important part in the work that I'm doing in the upcoming year, which is also very interesting that I pulled these two signs together because the next set of books that I have coming out, which I'm going to be writing this winter, are going to be based on relationships and love, and not only finding love, but also making your relationship last a lifetime, and how to work with people in relationships, because it does take a lot of respect and it does take a lot of heart to work through all of that. So that's awesome. And I see that little Athena has jumped in the room here and is on with us tonight. Welcome, little Athena. Great to have you here. And I'm going to get to our caller in the queue and bring them on. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you are live on the air.
Hi, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I have a question. I left a job because my boss, which was a woman, became kind of disrespectful and almost a little verbally abusive. Like, I became the scapegoat for some odd reason. And someone said if I didn't heal the situation, I would recreate it. And I got another job, and I would like to know how I could prevent that from happening again, or if you see anything as far as that.
Okay. And you know, this is a great thing, because this is an important process, whether it's with work or relationships or things like that. If we leave something unfinished in a situation, we do have that tendency to repeat it until we get that lesson that we're meant to get, or until we heal that situation, or that dynamic that we're getting with people. So it's important that we look at a few different things in a situation like yours. We want to take a look and see, for example, what inside of us might be creating people to treat us that way. That's one thing. So a little reflection work, and we think, I'm not doing anything. I'm being picked on innocently. You know, why is this happening to me? But usually there's something there, and we might not even be conscious of it. For example, we might be taking poses with our body, or sending some language that we're actually a victim. And when we send that language, even if it's not conscious, we can tend to draw people in that are very attacking or very judgmental of us. And that's one aspect of it. So you want to watch your body language. Make sure that you're opening your body up. You know, think of those things your mom used to tell you, right? Like, stand up, sit up straight, put your shoulders back, you know. Those sorts of things, and it actually has an impact on us. If we get to where we uncross our legs, uncross our arms, and we sit there and we really open our body up, and if we hold that posture for 2 minutes, it will actually chemically change our bodies. And it will bring us into where it balances out our hormones in our body, and will actually create strength, especially as women. So that's one thing, and that will stop people from coming in that more attacking, aggressive way.
Okay. That makes sense. I have a habit of being, I stand up straight and all that, but I do have a habit of being kind of sloppy. And she made a point of that. Like, but you know, I did good work, so I thought we could look past the physical, and I would guess she was saying I was sloppy.
So, yeah, it's little things where, you know, and that's one of those things that's really fun if you, too, you know, you start thinking about, we have that tendency to get complacent or to, you know, think, well, I don't want to be based on my looks. And that's another little subtle piece that might be coming out for you as you think, yeah, I don't want to be based on my looks. I want to be looked at for the work I'm doing. But another piece of it is when we do put on that little nicer outfit when we head out for the day, and we do take that little extra time to maybe put that little bit of makeup on or things like that. And it's not that that's who we are as much as it does influence how we're feeling about ourselves. We do feel a little more confident inside. And it's because, not because of specifically the clothes or the makeup, so much as it is we're doing things that is caring towards ourselves.
Yeah, I've been told that I should show self-love.
Yeah, so when we're showing that self-love, then other people give us love. When we care about ourselves, other people care about us more.
That makes sense.
So that's definitely a big piece right there. And then there's always other little pieces. Now, it sounds like even though, you know, she came across very harsh for you, at the same time, you know, you did have these issues that were drawing it in. So those are things for you to pay attention to. And it sounds like she was kind of on that caring side in the sense of trying to say, I need you to step it up, or we have given you some extra leeway here. There. On the other hand, a lot of times we will draw people in that have their own lesson and their own thing that they're going through, and it may be that they have a lesson to learn, we have a lesson to learn, so we end up drawing together in order to both have that opportunity to work through our stuff. So
yeah, she was very selfish, a very selfish person, and I thought it was from my family with my mother maybe not being so maternal, that I was the maternal one, like I would step in the role and do what she wasn't doing, and I was actually stepping in my boss's role and doing her job. And she was letting me. So you had mentioned shapes and things like that. I always feel like these are triangles I get into. And this is like the third time. So I appreciate you saying what you're saying, but I feel like I keep getting in these power triangles.
And it's easy to, you know, I'm getting a vibration from you that says you have a tendency to start by doing things above and beyond the call of duty, so to say. And then you get taken advantage of, and then you're frustrated because you get taken advantage of.
And then they accept it.
And so you have this cycle. And it's one of those things where you have to make sure that you're receiving some sort of compensation or exchange for that, because if you're not, you're not only cheating yourself and then sending yourself into a space that brings your energy and your vibration down, which then creates more negativity, but you're also cheating somebody else out of keeping that balance and that exchange. They need to give to you.
I agree. I totally agree. That's very
And when you draw people in that are dealing with these anger issues and these power issues, the other thing that we want to go back to that bigger picture aspect and say, nobody is in that space unless they are dealing with pain or hurt or judgment or fear. And so if they're not coming from a space of pain or fear, they won't be in that space.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, I knew she had issues, definitely. I feel free now. I do. I feel better, and she's still hurt. I get that, but I stayed 4 years, and it just seemed to get worse. So I just cut bait. You know what I mean? I felt like it was irreparable at some point. Like my family, you know, like I just have to accept them at some point, but it seems like I get back into the same triangle with a different person.
Right. And so, and that's where we have to break that cycle, only we have to step into that compassion role, you know, in a sense. We have to learn that it's okay to step up and be the adult or the bigger person in the situation and to say, I know you wouldn't be doing what you're doing unless you were hurting. So, you know, I know that somewhere you're hurting, and having that compassion to realize that somebody's hurting, that they're afraid. A lot of times we see this in bosses. There's a huge fear of some sort there, and so they tend to take this extra power position, or they're so worried about not being good enough, and usually there's very low self-confidence issues in a lot of bosses, and they're so worried about not being good enough or not doing good enough job, and that's going to cause them to lose their job, so they overcompensate. And people do this in all areas of life. So having that understanding, and when we grab that understanding with people, and then we start asking the questions like, what can I do to relieve that person's pain? And that doesn't mean we're going to go in there and solve their problems. We can't actually do the work for them, but there might be things that we can do just in the sense of radiating love from ourselves, keeping ourselves in a loving space. And again, holding your boundaries so that you're not being taken advantage of. And that's where you come back and say, you know, I'm open to helping in these areas because I want you to do well. You know, as my boss, I want you to do well. I want you to show well. And that removes the fear. That removes the threat. But you're intelligent and you have a spiritual nature about you. And most people that have that, even though they don't intend it and that's nowhere in their thought pattern, they tend, other people, especially people in positions of authority, tend to be very threatened by them. So it looks like we might have had a caller drop off there, so hopefully she will be back in a minute with that. But just to let people know, this is very true, and this is one of the things that we see over and over again on our spiritual path, is that people who are not on a spiritual path, they do tend to pick up on that fear, and they do feel threatened, and we do. We have to keep getting back to that space of love in order to get around it or get past it and move beyond it. So these are really, really important things. Okay, so I'm going to, and hopefully she'll be able, Debbie will be able to get back in again. I know there's storms happening a lot of places, and I do want to just kind of send out a little bit of prayers for all the people that are dealing with the weather on the east and the snowstorms that have come in back there. And I had a message from some people on the East Coast. You might have remembered when I did my interview on a previous show with Kathleen and Revel and Patricia Finley. And I'm so happy to say that after being there in New York presenting on the Compassion Tour at their space, Eat, Heal, Love, that their space is actually safe there and that they have not sustained any damage. And I'm so, so happy to hear that from them. They're still without electricity there. They got hit very, very hard with the hurricane there. But they're so, you know, I got a message saying they're feeling so blessed to have a house. And so many other people are suffering. And they've been able to survive these things. And the community there in Babylon has really, really come together. And things like that. So we're definitely sending our prayers out to them and all of the other people that have been involved in that situation because it's been very hard for a lot of people there. And it is very important to do that. And I think that's great. You know, I think actually one of the things that I want to look at is just sending a little healing energy that way and a little love and a little care that those people that have been affected by things will be able to get their life back on track, that they will be able to rebuild their lives and to be able to move forward again because it has been hard. I know in my Compassion Tour, I've been out running storms all the way across the country and back. They've just been following me right down to the hurricane that hit right. They evacuated less than 24 hours after I left that area. Snows hit after I passed through Virginia and everything like that. So it's been a really crazy time. Rains and storms hit after I left Kentucky. And, you know, ironically, I think there's only about 5 days a year that it rains in Arizona, and I'm sitting here in Arizona, and it's been raining yesterday and today. So I seem to just be changing those weather patterns up everywhere along the way. So let's just take a minute, and let's do a little visualization for all those people that are dealing with all that storm damage and things back east that are still without electricity, the people that have not been able to connect with family, they're still trying to make those connections right now. So if we had all just kind of stop for a moment, and I want you to visualize holding a beautiful pink bubble in your hands. It can even be kind of like a rose quartz ball kind of thing. And I just want you to pour as much love and compassion as you possibly can into that pink sphere, into that pink sphere. And then I want you to let that sphere grow and grow. And as it grows, I want you to feel it getting lighter, lighter in color, lighter in weight, and seeing little rainbows run through it, kind of like you would when you used to blow bubbles as kids with the little soap bubbles. And just put all the love you can and let it get bigger and bigger and bigger and lighter and lighter and lighter. And as it gets lighter in weight, let it just float right on off out there into the universe and just let it go right out there that we are sending you light and we are sending you love back there on the East Coast and anybody else who's dealing with the storms and things that have been going on, because it has been a hard journey for a lot of people. So it's out there. We're going to let it do its work. We're going to let it heal out there. We're going to let it open the doors to help those that are in need right now. And one more thing about helping people out there. I see that Daniel is in our chat room, and I want to bring up that Daniel has mentioned one of the things that we're doing here at Main Street Universe, or he's working on with his show, is to bring in a nonprofit organization about once a month, I believe it was, that he said, and we'll be highlighting and featuring it, and he's got some great people there, and I was going to try to jump on the Main Street Universe page here, that he's going to be bringing in and focusing on there in the D.C. and Northern Virginia area, and one of those groups will be the Beacon House, which does some work. And actually, I think I was talking with somebody in Atlantic City about the Beacon House and the work they're doing and how they're really helping youth. One of their focuses is to help youth get on track and to live a positive life and to make a positive influence in the world. And this is so important. I'm seeing more and more groups coming up working with youth in these ways to help them realize how to channel that positive energy into the universe. So wonderful, wonderful work happening there. And Daniel says they actually even have a champion football team. And it's the first one. It's the first one. So this is awesome. And I think always, you know, bringing these in, they're very, he's saying they're very impressive for a nonprofit, and I would have to agree there. Definitely very impressive there. And there are so many groups in need of things, and I know that this is something I'm going to be looking at as I set up the 2013 tour. I really, again, hope to put more groups on, because that is one of the gifts that I would love to be giving out and focuses I would love to have in my year, is to be able to put more fundraisers on my tour for 2013. That's going to be an amazing journey of bringing in things, not only on compassion, but on relationships in 2013. So I'm so excited about that being a part of my new year coming in. I'm going to draw a gemstone here while I'm at it. And again, if you have any words that come to mind or any thoughts that come to mind or anything like that, feel free to just type them in or call them in or things like that for me, and I'm going to add them into my insights for what's coming for me for my birthday year. So I have pulled two gemstones here, and I'm looking at them, and one of them appears to be a very, very dark blue sodalite, which is really strong. If you know about gemstones at all, sodalite is wonderfully intuitive. It is very connected with the third eye. It can also be very strongly connected with speaking and being able to speak about spirit, the universe. It is very strong universal wisdom and insight and dispersing of universal wisdom and information. So what a wonderful stone to draw. And the other one that I have here, I'm taking a look at it, and it's ironic. I'm not even 100% certain what it is. How interesting is that? But it's black and white in color. It's got three sides to it. It's interesting. Our caller earlier, Deborah, was talking about triangles and pyramids coming on. And what's interesting is that those can go all different directions. The pyramid and the triangle aspect is really strong for a lot of different ways. It's the creative force of the universe. It can be an amazing power of strength like it is in the pyramids, like in the pyramids of Egypt. It can also be a strong way that we connect with the universe, that funneling of energy of how it comes down and gets very focused from the broadness that it starts into and how it refines and comes together in there. And I feel like the stone I have is actually one of the forms of agates or moonstones or things like that. And I think I might have Deborah back on the line, so hopefully she'll be able to catch some of these things. And kind of a marble effect here, which marble has always been a very, very powerful stone for me and a very natural stone. And because there's so much white on here, it's very interesting. It tells me that my work with intuition is also going to be very strongly connected with spirit and very strongly connected with bringing purity into the universe on there. So Daniel did type in here, if you'd like to find out more about the Beacon House organization, it's beaconhousedc.org. Again, that's Beacon House DC, as in Washington, D.C., .org, and they will bring that on. And let's see here. I see little Athena's back with us. Agates can look like many things. Yes, that's true. And this one, I think it actually is more of a marble aspect, like a, you know, like we have in marble tables. So that's going to be interesting. And let me jump back in here on our caller. Okay, my caller, you are live on the air, 504. Is this Deborah again?
Hey, yes, I'm sorry. I lost reception.
You know, I think it's the Mercury retrograde thing. It's very interesting. We were joking about this earlier, and spiritual people are really having difficulties with communications dropping out in the middle of them. Sally, who I've been staying with, was commenting on that. She goes, I've never had my phone drop more
than I do
right now
ever.
During Mercury retrograde. It's been a challenge, the communications. But, you know, that's an interesting thing. I hope, Deborah, you'll go back and listen in the archives and catch
okay.
the rest of what I was talking about there and talking about the pyramid and the triangle symbols. But I was talking a lot about bosses and how they tend to feel threatened by people who are spiritual. And,
that's what I wanted. Yeah, I'm sorry. I probably talked more than I should have, but that's why I brought the triangle up. It definitely means something. I know it meant something because I will even doodle it without thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so there's some of those things, and definitely just keep in mind that they're not threatened so much by you personally, even though that's the way it kind of tends to manifest, and then that causes them to be a little more power hungry. But they're threatened by the intensity of the energy that's growing in you.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's kind of like, you know, somebody who comes on very strong, well, we don't know whether they're okay or not okay. All we sense is that intensity. So one of the things you can do to help with that is to learn how to lighten up your energy and to do things to learn to lighten up your energy, because when you learn to lighten up your energy, then and make it, you know, less intense, then they will also ease up and they'll stop feeling that threatened space.
Yeah, I've been accused of being a witch before at work. I was like,
oh, you are,
people...
I'm sure.
Huh?
You
again?
Are, I'm sure.
A witch? No, they mean like I can actually do stuff to people. Like, I don't even know how.
It's just that power of the mind, you know, and that's just, you know, we've given that term such a negative term, but it actually used to mean wisdom. you know, here's great, here's another one of those aspects, and that's always been a part of my life as well, is realizing that, you know, I'll claim that because it meant wise person or wise ways.
I do have a gold aura
with ancient wisdom and universal wisdom.
Yeah, maybe I should own it. I have like a, I had an aura picture, and my aura is like really gold. And you know, sometimes
so,
people could see it, and they get, you know, they either love me or hate me, and it just doesn't seem like there's any in between.
That's on one Scorpio.
Well. It's, I have an aspect of my energy that is, I was told by a reader, is Scorpio-like. And he told me because of my middle name, I have the energy of change or die. And I said, that's awful. But he said, no, not physical die, but it's like a lesson to learn.
Transformation.
Have you heard that?
So transformation and dying, it's interesting because most people, they do take that automatic jump a lot of times to it being a literal physical death, but we are dying all the time. You know, when we're in passion, we die to our partner or to that higher source. When we finish a cycle, we die. And we so you're very in tune, apparently, with that rebirth. Because you have golden energy, and here's our signs and symbols, and this is always one that also tends to go with Scorpio, is the Phoenix rising. Phoenix rising, so always rising out of the ashes, rising out of the flames, and that's a very powerful symbol to work with. So if people are seeing that in you, it tells me that definitely you are evolving on your path, and you're definitely making a major spiritual progression and evolvement occurring for you.
Okay, and I'm not even Scorpio, I'm Aquarius.
When's your birthday?
February 12th.
February 12th, okay, so that's interesting. And now here's the thing that a lot of people get wrapped up in, is they get wrapped up in the whole sun sign thing, and they think, oh, the sun sign is what I got to focus on. I was born this day, so this is what I am. But that's only such a small, small piece of it, and a lot of times, have you ever had your chart done? Okay. Do you know what's governed your first house?
No, I don't know that. I mean, I could tell you my rising and my moon, but
What's on your
Gemini.
Rising? Gemini. Okay, that's unusual. Because I was going to say, I was thinking there for a minute the Scorpio energy could be coming out through a rising sign, but apparently not.
No.
But there are different things depending on, you know, you could have several signs in Scorpio. That would be a reason that would come out. There could just the placement of it in your chart could lend to certain things. You might have Scorpio in your sixth house.
Okay.
Do you know, you might want to check on that because it might be governing part of your sixth house, which could cause a lot of Scorpio energy to come out in the workplace.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wow.
And that would add
really
to that kind of threatening intensity, love-hate thing. And the other thing that happens there is you may also want to look more and more about what you feel is your true path, because when we're working jobs for the sake of working jobs, we also tend to run into those love-hate extremes.
Yeah, I definitely am trying to figure that out still. I know I'm supposed to be working for myself. I just haven't figured it out. Actually, I like your stuff about your book and stuff like that. Just sounds, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just not there yet. I don't know.
And my book definitely has suggestions to help out with getting on your path. So even though the book is titled Activating Compassion, it's about releasing judgments in our life. And when we release judgments, we activate our ability to create the life that we desire. So it's not just about, like I said, living a compassionate life, but compassion is a tool and a key to getting into a life that is living a higher spiritual life in a sense. And people confuse that a lot of times. They think, well, if I don't live this higher spiritual life, I'm not going to have any fun and I can't just play and things like that. But it's really much more about taking the time to play and have fun than it is this intense, you know, hang out in a monastery all day for several days. And not that that can't be fun, but I mean, you know, there's a time and a place for those things. And it is about honoring ourselves as well as learning to work with others better, as well as following our path or our bliss.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something there. And you know, that is an important piece of things there. And the other thing that you may want to look at, and I did want to touch on this in the show, is about feng shui. And this is one of the things that I like to do. I usually adjust my feng shui somewhere around the New Year time. And because it is an Eastern tradition, I do tend to do it when the Chinese New Year hits in that time
mm-hmm.
frame. And
okay.
Because every year we have adjustments. So what might ordinarily be a very good direction for us may become an unfavorable direction for us during, say, a certain year or a given year. And those are things that you can always look up to find out more information about that. But I really like Lillian Tu's work. She's one of the feng shui people that I like. Very concise about a lot of things and has a lot to offer. But so those little shifts and changes are important. You know, do we have the right colors in our home? Do we have the right colors in the right rooms of the house? You know, are we working with materials that are draining our energy out? And for example, something like in prosperity areas and looking at our prosperity quadrants in the house and saying, okay, well, do we have something that's conflicting or draining our energy there? Because if we do, that could be blocking our ability to receive in that area.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Our positioning at things, and if we've got a bad desk positioning in our office, how do we adjust for that? You know, do we need to stick a plant up somewhere? Do we need to put a crystal on the desk? You know, what things can we do to make those shifts and changes? And there's a lot of different things there. You know, making sure that we keep things very, very clean and uncluttered around us is a huge aspect. That always will help us keep a very clear mind, to keep a good focus, be able to feel like we can always move forward. It keeps us from feeling like we're really weighed down or feeling heavy or defeated or overwhelmed, you know, when we do that. So we want to kind of look at that, and we can take that and say, you know, what's my feeling right now? And then open to that and say, okay, if I'm feeling overwhelmed, then I probably need to straighten things up, neaten things, clear out clutter, get rid of things I'm not using anymore, things like that. So definitely those directions. And there's a huge amount of things that we can look at. You know, you want to make sure, for example, that the foot of your bed is not pointing towards a toilet or a closet or a doorway directly.
Okay.
Because when we do those things, those will drain out our health, and those can cause a lot of health issues.
Okay.
You know, making sure that we don't have broken things all around the place. Mm-hmm. When we have broken things, then that creates a lot of blocks as well. It makes it hard. It interrupts the flow of things.
This makes a lot of sense for me. You're really hitting a lot of things. My energy, if I'm, like, mad, I can actually, like, turn on a light and the light bulb can pop. One time I was mad at work and I realized I was getting singled out for something and I seized. I didn't let it out. I hold stuff in, but then I got on an escalator and the escalator just went, and it broke. And I knew I did it. I told a different manager and she was like, wow, you're really powerful. And I'm thinking, what good is this? All I do is break stuff.
So you really want to start working to learn how to harness your energy.
Yeah, it only comes
to get control
when I'm
over
mad
that.
Or angry because I don't let it out.
Well, and there you go. And when you don't let it out, then it's going to come out and start doing things like that. blowing out light bulbs. And, you know, you're probably one of those people when you're running emotions, you can drive down a street at night and the lights will just pop out right behind you.
If I'm mad, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there.
And I don't like it. I don't. Man, you're really... I asked the universe, I said, I just am ready to heal this. I am so tired of this problem. I really am ready. And then when I saw your show about compassion, I felt like I gave this lady so much compassion that she was just taking more and more and more. And I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm done. It started affecting my health. So I'm like, okay. But I think I created it, like you said, by being sloppy or something. I don't know. Wow.
So yeah, there's tons of things here, and there's lots and lots of things that we can work with when it comes to feng shui, and it is important to really look at these different factors, and really there's a lot of little different pieces here, and definitely you want to stay tuned here for the end of the show, because the end of the show I'm going to be bringing up a couple of things and giving people some opportunities to get some really, really cool gifts.
Okay.
Along the way. So hang in there and stay tuned, okay?
Well, thank you so much. You answered a prayer, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you. And I'm so glad that I could be there for you. And
thank you.
I hope that you'll keep listening in and go back in the archives and catch the parts of the show that cut out for you when you got cut off on the phone.
Yeah, I'm going to listen on the computer. I got it on right now.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care.
Happy birthday. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, and I've got little Athena in here, and she's got some different things that she's been putting into the chat here. I have some words being thrown out there. She's mentioned something about an Athian stone, and I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with that term, Athian stone, A-T-H-I-A-N. So you kind of got me stumped there. It's hard to do that, but you got me stumped there. I'll have to actually write that down and then look it up and see what I can find on that. And then I've got the word everything coming in. I've got the word sun haze coming in. So that's interesting. That plays in some powerful things that I could see coming in there. I've got, let's see here, what else is coming in through our chat here. What about an entrance door? Entrance doors can be really important in feng shui. And with entrance doors, a lot of times it's really great to hang, you can get those little Chinese coins and hang them by red string on the inside of the door, or hang some bells in there, and it brings good energy into the home, especially, but you want to make sure you've got people coming and going through that entrance door. The directions that it's facing can influence different things there at the entrance door, and you want to make sure what's ideal, and we don't always have it, depending on our things, is that if you can actually have some sort of entrance way, then that is very positive, where people should be able to kind of step into an open space, and it should be very inviting, very welcoming, coming right in, where they have room to step in. That's important with entrance ways. Put a mirror certain ways. Mirrors are very interesting. One place that we definitely do not want mirrors when we're looking at feng shui, we do not want mirrors in a bedroom. And mirrors they're tricky. The Ba Gua mirror is one of the most common mirrors used in feng shui, and that usually should be placed on the outside over the front door as a protective measure. That's usually a favorable place. Other places that are favorable for mirrors are in dining room areas. If you have mirrors in dining room and you place a bowl of fruit on the table and have that reflecting in the mirror, it brings abundance and prosperity into the home and good health for the family and for the people living in that home. So that's one thing about mirrors. Getting that little thing that's also burst light bulbs. So that is something that happens. That bursting of light bulbs is something that happens when we're not giving our emotions appropriate outlets and when our our magical abilities or our spiritual gifts are increasing. It is very common to start blowing out light bulbs. And matter of fact, I know myself when I've gone through different growth periods spiritually, I used to go through a period where once a year I would, and ironically it was actually close to my birthday, I would go through and I would blow out basically every appliance in my house. I would blow out my blender, I'd blow out my hair dryer every year, I would blow out almost every light bulb in my house. So I'm fortunate that I've worked past whatever that is, because you know, it was getting expensive replacing appliances every year in there. So that was one thing. And let's see here. And Little Athena also mentioned something about smudging. And smudging can be good. It can be good to purify. It can be good to clear the air a little bit. There's different things you can smudge with: sage, sweet grass. You can smudge with lavender, things like that. Also, another form of smudging would be going through a house with frankincense, myrrh, some of the resins type things. Those are also things that are used in churches. And for people that aren't sure what smudging is, that is where you go through the house letting sage or things burn. And it creates a purifying energy. It cleanses out negativity. So that can be kind of one of those quick fixes that we can work with. And again, I'll have to look up that Hadean crystal. That sounds very interesting. I do see that I've got another caller on the line, and this will be the last caller that I'll take for tonight, because I do want to make sure that I get to those gift things that I have going on and that I'm going to make available to you. And the caller I have is coming from 513 area code. You're on the air.
Hello, it's Little
hi.
Athena. I'm sorry.
Oh, hi.
Hello, it's Lindsay, but yeah, I didn't know
hi,
I
Lindsay.
Pressed one.
I'm sitting there going, what's your name? I know it starts with an L.
Yeah, it's Lindsay. How are you doing?
No,
I'm
doing
like,
good.
It's from like Atlantis crystal. It's like the Athenian.
An Atlantis crystal. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's what they said, Athenian, but yeah, Atlantis. Do you know anything about those? Or
with the Atlantis crystals, what they are is, you know, there's a variety of perspectives on them, but they're crystals normally that hold information and keys to the society of Atlantis.
Right, I understand
from when
that.
It existed. So they're record keepers, and
right.
They hold records from that culture and that society. And they're very instrumental. I find that a lot of healers naturally end up with Atlantis crystals.
Someone told me I should be getting one, but I don't, or to find one, because I'm a massage therapist, so it just...
It would be awesome for you to have that, especially if you're drawn to the Atlantean energy. And,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that we know is the Atlantean energy is very prevalent on the East Coast, while the Pleiadian energy is very prevalent on the West Coast. And so...
I'm in between.
You're in between.
I'm in Ohio.
Well, sometimes people can live on one coast but still be drawn to the other coast.
But I'm drawn more towards the south, like Florida,
okay.
Like that area. Yeah.
So
I don't know.
But the Atlantis crystals are, when you're dealing with a lot of healing energy, and they tend to hold the energy for people who will heal not only other individuals but the earth, and that are working on bringing peace and harmony
right.
into
okay.
the world, because that's one of the main codes with them. And a lot of times they'll have what we call little gatekeepers or portals in crystals that is part of an Atlantean crystal. So you kind of know, you'll kind of draw to that energy and you'll see it. You know, some people get it by scrying. Some really expensive crystal and gem stores will specifically have them labeled as Atlantean crystals,
mm-hmm.
but they always have portals in them or doorways in them. So if you're looking at the crystal, you'll actually be able to see what looks like kind of a little gate portal in there.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Like a, you know, like if you were looking at a stone at Stonehenge or something, kind of portal.
Oh, right, like an entrance way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something like an entrance way, like through. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was just wondering because someone told me, because I researched them a lot, and someone told me, I was like, I need to get one, and I was just wondering if about
and,
that.
And were you a massage therapist? I would highly suggest that you work with selenite and kyanite and have that all around your massage room, because those stones cannot maintain any negativity, and they have very high spiritual cleansing energy. So it'll be very good for helping doing the clearing and making
clearing.
Your work easier and allowing you to get more in-depth results from things by doing
that's awesome.
That.
Because I was I was doing Christmas cleaning today, so I was like cleaning my house, and I was like transplanting my plants, and I was just why I was wondering about feng shui. I was trying to set it up. I got water in there and candle burning and you know that kind of stuff. So I thought go ahead.
Yeah, so that's definitely an important thing there to look at. I think it's very very important thing to look at the feng shui. I would go on www.wofs, which stands for World of Feng Shui, and .com, and that's Lillian Tu's site, and she's got a lot of different information in there on feng shui, and she always posts the directions to watch out for the different signs and Chinese zodiacs and things like that, she also has the post for what they call the five yellows that affect every year, and so according to what your Chinese zodiac where you should be at, and another thing I do emphasize again is that with that Chinese zodiac, just like in a regular astrology, if you've legally changed your name, you want to go by the date your name was legally changed.
No, I have not changed my name.
That's something that people that have done that want to make sure that they're going by that, because they want to go with where their current influences are. Otherwise, they could be working contradictory to themselves.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. Well, it's very interesting. That's why I was wondering. I'm like, I need to do something around the house and make it look better.
Yeah.
It's that kind of time of year, and it's like, oh, this weather's been crazy, too. Anyway, you know, everywhere, poor people. Oh. And I felt bad. I mean, like that. What happened with that Athena storm? Did anything happen up there with that? I know you were on the radio. I'm sorry. I haven't watched the news for a while, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
I've been in bed with the flu and stuff, so I will let you go. I'm so sorry, sweetheart.
I hope that you get well. And did you get on my mailing list?
No, I don't think I have. I'll get on your mailing list.
You're going to want to get on that and get that Genesis clearing statement. And that will also help during those times that we're feeling sick, because usually a lot of our physical ailments are a result of what's going on internally with us and emotions that need to be faced and addressed and released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. I know.
And
it's kind of.
And we're in times where we're much more sensitive to things than we've been in the past. So smaller things are having a bigger impact on us.
Okay, I thank you very much. And I'll get on your mailing list, I promise.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we're starting to wind down here on the show. And I want to go over a couple of things here before I close out the show and remind people of a couple of things. I do have some gifts because it is my birthday, and I love giving out guests here. If you want to find out more about the work I'm doing, all of my links are right there at the bottom of the show description. You can connect with me on Facebook, both as an individual and through my Activating Compassion page. You can check out the blog post that I do at getyourblisson.tumblr.com. My website is bliss.freetsea.com. And again, my email address is lifeofbliss@q.com. Now, as I offer with all of my shows right now until as long as there's availability, anybody listening live or in the archives are welcome to take advantage of my unlimited email coaching at 90% off. And I also am offering 75% off for the quantum energy work I do. You can find out more about that on my webpage, bliss.freetsea.com. I only have a couple of spaces available for the quantum work because it's very, very intensive, and I devote 1 hour per day focused specifically on your needs and desires to of what you're working on. But the gift that I am giving out tonight, because we only have a couple of minutes left here, is that anybody who signs up for my email list within the next week, so it has to be within 1 week from tonight, okay? Here we are on the 9th. That's going to make it. If you sign up for my email list by the 16th, I am going to give you a free ebook version of Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the workbook, absolutely free. All you have to do is email me and say, put me on your email list, mailing list. I send something out once a week about things that are happening and what's going on. If you are in the first 10 people to sign up on my email list within the next week, okay, I'm going to give you a free live coaching session. Okay? Isn't this great? Don't you love birthdays? I love birthdays. Okay. And then out of the people that sign up for my email list within the next week, so you have all the way through midnight, okay, midnight on Thursday the 15th. If you sign up and on that email list, I'm going to take everybody who's signed up and I am going to do a drawing, and that person that I draw is going to receive 1 free month of email coaching, okay? So that is unlimited coaching by email for 1 month, and that is a $4,500 value, I think it is. So it's a really huge value. It's a really great bonus, and it's a really great birthday option here. I have a caller that popped in really quick, so let me see if I can just catch them really quick before we close out. 504 area code, you're back on the air.
Actually, I'm just listening because my computer speaker went out now.
That's fine. I'm going to put you on
hold.
And yes, Denise just typed into to chat here. Wow, that sounds like a great prize. It is. So when we're talking that 90% off on the coaching, that means it's $450 for a month of unlimited email coaching. And you just join the email list by going to lifeofbliss@q.com. And I'm going to type that into chat for the people that are in there, lifeofbliss@q.com. It's also at the bottom of my show description with all of my contact information. And just say, Jesse, I want to be on your emailing list. And I send something out once a week. And it's all the updates. It has things like tour updates and what's going on with that, and the new blog posts that I put up every week and things like that. So lots of great stuff there. So, again, send me an email at lifeofbliss@q.com, and within the next week you will receive a free copy of Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the workbook, as the ebook version. And that means whether you're listening live tonight or in the archives. So if you have friends that you think want to get this, you want to help them get this gift and start changing their life, send them this combination and have them listen in the archives and get me that email. And again, the first 10 that request to be on the email list will receive a free coaching session with me, and then we will put you into a drawing as well to receive one free month of email coaching. I have almost no time left, but I have one more caller popped in. So, Deborah, I'm going to put you back on hold and grab this caller really quick before we close out our show tonight. And the caller I'm picking up here is 646 area code. You are live on the air.
Hi. Happy birthday. Is this Jessie?
This is.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Who is this?
This is Kayla.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
Kayla. I'm good. I'm well. I just wanted to know if there's any energy you're picking up with me, anything good coming up?
Anything good coming up? Well, I've got literally like 2 minutes left here and 1 minute maybe to work with you. So let me just see what's coming up, okay, real quick here.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I'm getting here is that it's really time for you to put dreams into motions, okay? Put dreams into motions. So stop just dreaming about things and start looking at how you were going to take the action. And look at how you're going to take the action for that, okay?
Okay.
So it's all about putting it in motion for you right now. We are wrapping up the show here, and we are closing down for the evening because we're just about ready to get cut off. I want to thank everybody so much for coming on the air tonight, asking your questions, jumping into chat, and being here. And I hope that you will just continue to celebrate my birthday with me. Jump on that email list. Take advantage of these free gifts. It's an amazing opportunity for those of you that have been wanting to do the work with me. And I want to thank you for being right here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. Again, share the links, share this recording, or help your friends find this in the archive. And I look forward to seeing you back here next week, right here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour.